We try to make sure that there's something for kids, at least one thing going on every day. On Thursday afternoon, we've done this for several years now. It's always a lot of fun, called Diving for Science. So Jeff Mucci and Joe Stratman with the Department of Fish and Game will go out and collect cool critters, and we'll put them in little totes, and kids can come down to the state float plane dock and learn about them and touch them and also learn about what it is to be a scuba diver. And one quick note, I ask everybody, if you can, to bring your kiddo with their life jacket already on. I'll have a few there, but they get close to the edge because they like to watch the bubbles from the divers come up, and it's nice if they have a life jacket on. So on Friday, this sounds really fun, Andrea Weathers is teaching a class called Leafy Rainforest Prints at the library community room, and I understand that there will be Jell-O involved. That's all I'm going to say about that one. So that one sounds pretty fun. And on Saturday morning, kids and their parents can come on out and help us do the Sandy Beach BioBlitz. So the idea with a BioBlitz is that you try to identify every living thing in an area. So the tide's going to be kind of high, so we won't be able to get the intertidal, but we're going to try to get plants, insects, fungus, lichens, trees, and we'll go out there and try to get every variety of those items and identify it. And we're hoping to continue this into future festivals, and it'll actually act as kind of a record of the ecosystem at Sandy Beach Park.
So sort of like a little citizen science for kids there.
Definitely, kids and adults for that one. And then we also have that afternoon one for teenagers, which is going to be with Karen Dillman at the community garden. And they're going to be looking at natural dyes and colors that we can get from plants, I guess, basically. So meet at the community garden behind the elementary school for that one. And then on Sunday afternoon, one that we've been doing, I think, since the very beginning out at Sandy Beach Park, you can bring your own T-shirt or cloth and make either fish or fern or leaf print T-shirts or other cloths with Eric Castro with the Forest Service out at Shelter One.
You said bring your own T-shirt for that one?
We may have some T-shirts, but it's pretty fun to have your own so it fits and that kind of stuff.